him one, Dad?
No, I'm not sure of anything, Sandy. All I saw was her name on the camping permit. You took it from there.
Well, I only saw her once last year in the championship finals. Boy, was she something. You never saw anything in the water so smooth.
Sure I did. Him.
Well, Flipper was born in the water. For him, it's just natural. But to learn to ski like Linda Granville, boy, that would be really something.
Well, there's a trailer. Mrs. Granville?
Yes?
I'm Porter Rex. I'm the park warden here.
Hi.
And these two characters are my sons, Sandy.
Hello.
And Bud. They're great fans of your daughters.
Fans?
Is Linda here, Mrs. Granville?
Well, yes, she's right down there on the beach.
Thanks.
Oh, wait,
Linda Granville?
What do you want?
Hi, I'm Sandy Rex. This is my brother, Bud. Well, we brought you something.
He brought you something. It was his idea, not mine.
Go ahead, open it. Best picture I ever took. And I made the frame, too. I've been working.
Yeah.
Dad said he hit an oil drum floating in the water. I was checking for damage.
Where is Dad?
Over talking to Linda's mother in their trailer.
There was something on the radio about a special weather report. Storm warning, maybe. I'd better tell him.
He'll be right back. But the storm warning will be up around here if that house isn't clean.
Yeah, I read you.
Yeah.
Parent alone, raise children.
Well, I know what you mean. But kids aren't a soft touch in any case. Thank you.
My problem's especially difficult for Linda. See, skiing was her whole life. She was completely dedicated.
Yeah, Sandy told me. A national champion.
She worked so hard to achieve it. She gave up everything else. School, clothes, everything.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You're quite a comedian, you know that. Of course you do. You're a ham. A real ham.
How did the accident happen?
We were making some publicity pictures. Linda was doing all sorts of fancy turns and tricks. And suddenly a small motorboat came out of nowhere, crashed into her. It just about destroyed both of us. You see, I was partly to blame. I pushed too hard for a success.
Well, it was an accident, wasn't it?
But it was the end for Linda.
Well, what did the doctors say?
Had so many opinions. Too many doctors and hospitals, tests, specialists. None of them could give any concrete encouragement. So finally, Linda just stopped hoping. Stopped caring.
What'd they tell you?
Well, the doctor we have now says that he can't find any permanent nerve damage. He wants to operate. But he can't help her. Unless she's got the will to get well.
She's that bitter.
She's that disappointed.
The epicenter of Hurricane Emma is moving north and will miss the coastline. However, winds of 60 to 70 miles velocity with gusts considerably higher are predicted for the coastal region before noon. All stations post storm warnings and take all hurricane precautions. Out.
Well, there it is, boys. Emma sounds like a real little doozy.
Yeah. Dad, how come they always name hurricanes after girls?
Well, give or take a couple of years, Bud. I think you'll be able to figure that one out yourself.
Maybe it's because you can't ever figure out what they're going to do.
Yeah. All right, I want you guys to put up the storm shutters and batten everything down around here. I'm going down the beach and warn those people to get their trailers off.
Okay, Dad.
Hey, snap it up, huh? I'll take care of the launch when I get back.
Where are you going?
To warn Flipper. I'll be right back.
Well, hurry up, huh?
Mr. Ricks.
Mrs. Granville, there's a hurricane heading this way.
I know. We heard it on the radio.
Well, don't let this lull fool you. I'm advising all the campers to take their trailers and move to the park in town.
But Linda won't go.
Won't go?
All right, young lady, what's this nonsense about?
No nonsense. We want to stay here, that's all.
Well, apparently you didn't hear. That's a killer hurricane out there.
I know. It might be exciting. An experience.
An experience? Staying here could be suicide.
So?
So if you don't care that much about yourself, why don't you start thinking about your mother?
Look, you're not my keeper. I'm not doing anything wrong. You can't make me go.
We'll see about that.
Let go! Don't you touch
me! You go on, Mr. Ricks. I've got a lot of other people to worry about. I'll handle Linda. After all, I am her mother.
Thank you.
out to sea. We're at sea. Okay?
Boats have been damaged or sunk, hundreds of trees destroyed, many buildings damaged. So far, no fatalities reported, but hospitals have treated many injuries in this, the first major hurricane of the season.
Dad! Dad! Come here, Dad! Listen! Dad, I think the storm's letting up. Listen!
You think we're in the eye, Dad? They say in the eye of a hurricane, it's real quiet.
No, Emma's eye was supposed to pass us by, fortunately. It's just a lull. It'll pick up again.
Maybe she's winking.
Dad, wait. Listen.
A car horn.
An SOS. You suppose it's a joke?
A hurricane? What do you think?
Sandy, get the raincoats. Bud, you stay by the radio. Anybody calls, you tell them we're at the park area.
Okay, Dad.
Hurricane Emma is now moving northward with wind velocities at 90 miles an hour. It is expected.
We heard that horn. You could have had a real experience. You might have caused your mother's death along with your own.
Oh.
Okay, Miss Granville, over this way a little bit.
Here comes Dan. He's got the trailer loose.
Okay, Miss Granville, that's good enough. It takes four-wheel drive and traction tires. Your tires would just slip.
Give me a hand, huh?
This. I'm leaving. Flipper, you're so funny.
Bud and I can manage the rest. You go tell Linda that we're about ready to go.
Fine, Dad.
Well, I'm sorry things didn't work out better for you.
Well, I didn't really have much hope. We could have done without Horik and Emma, though.
The weather should be better now. A lot better. Won't you change your mind? Stay?
No, I'm afraid not.
Hey, Linda. They told me to come and tell you. Flipper. You'd sit there and let him drown.
Drown? A fish?
Not a fish. He's an animal. He breathes air, just like us.
Sandy and Linda. Bud, you go tell them we're ready, all right?
Okay.
Now, all you have to do is follow me over to the house.
Right.
Linda. Linda.
Watch your legs.
Linda, baby. Linda, walk. What
Thank you.
Yes.
She'll be all right, Mrs. Granville. Sandy, get my first aid kit.
Who is it?
Come on, sit up. Help her up, huh?
Well, Mr. Ricks, I can't thank you enough.
Sure is a good picture of you, Linda.
I'll always keep it. I don't care if the water did spoil it. A lot of things get spoiled. I'm sorry, Mother. You know, whenever I look at this, I'm going to think of all of you and Flipper. Just till you come back again.
You are coming back.
Deal?
Deal. That is... But you said your legs are better. Well, I think they are. I mean, I felt a sort of a tingling when I tried to swim out to Flipper.
Well, you just tell that to your doctor, young lady. That's all he needs to know. He'll take it from there.
How about that?
Yeah. And when you come back, you can teach us how to water ski. Maybe.
Boy, that would really be something.
Sure would.
Well, we really have to go now. Goodbye, and thanks again.
Goodbye.
Hey, thanks.
Bye.
Bye, Linda.
So long, Flipper.
Everyone loves a king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. And how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of love.